This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
The FDA has allowed nanoparticles into the food supply under the generally recognized as safe provision because they claim that they are no more dangerous than their larger counterparts. Titanium is generally safe, therefore nanotitanium must be safe. But they also admit that known materials can exhibit new or altered physicochemical properties at nanoscale dimensions, including unknown safety hazards that they will continue to monitor for. In other words, the human trials for consumable nanotechnology is currently happening in the public without their knowledge. Nanoparticles can be absorbed into our immune defense system and into our bloodstream. And just like the FDA admits, materials at the nanoscale can cause unknown changes in a person's biological system. Animal studies have proven that nanoparticles are changing the way our bodies absorb certain minerals, such as iron. FDA chemist Timothy Duncan wrote that nanotechnology in the food supply is being held back because the food supply industry is afraid of public backlash, and argues that nanotechnology will somehow make food healthier. The FDA is far more concerned with pushing more of these experimental nanoparticles into the food supply than they are with safety, like they said about giving the dangerous experimental vaccines to your kids. We're never going to learn about how safe the vaccine is until we start giving it. At least 20 products are adding laboratory-made nanoparticles into the ingredients, and they are getting ready to coat bananas in new nanotech. But companies are not required to disclose nano-sized ingredients, so we don't know how prevalent it is. Along with being a proponent of population reduction, forced vaccinations, and genetically modified foods, Bill Gates is also the biggest private farm owner in America. Does anyone doubt for a second that Bill Gates is allowing this dangerous nanotech the FDA is pushing for into America's food supply? In related news, 10 out of the 19 states in which Bill Gates owns farmland, along with at least another 10, have recently made it legal to dispose of human bodies into the municipal water supply, allowing human remains to be added into biosolid-sourced fertilizer. It's called alkaline hydrolysis and is referred to in pop culture as being very, very green. Spiritual leaders have strongly objected to alkaline hydrolysis because they say it is disrespectful to the human body, the vessel of a divine soul. And it's understandable why they say this. In alkaline hydrolysis, the human body is liquefied with lye and poured down the sewer to mix in with the community's excrement. And if that weren't bad enough, this biosludge is then collected from municipal water treatment plants and used as so-called fertilizer on factory farms. The official excuse is that it saves the government money for expensive toxic waste disposal. Meanwhile, we are all being sold food that has been grown with a toxic biosludge made up of human remains and excrement, which is then loaded with new and strange nanotechnology. Interestingly, the dystopian movie Soylent Green took place in 2022.
They're making our food out of people. Next thing, they'll be breeding us like cattle for food. You gotta tell them. You gotta tell them.
Promise, Tiger. I promise. I'll tell the exchange.
You tell everybody. Listen to me, Hatcher. You gotta tell them. Soylent Green is people.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Soylent Green, Charlton Heston, set in the year 2222 from the early 1970s. I think it came out the year I was born, yeah, 1974. All came true. And the whole system is based now on feeding on each other. But they've got to collapse the old system that was working just fine so that we believe that this is the new way for us to survive, is to basically be cannibals. You're here, folks. I'm here. We're in the middle of it. It only gets worse from this point on. But there's a way to defeat it. We'll talk about it when we come back. Stay with us.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us this evening. Any show can be our last. The censorship isn't just on the Internet now. It's in satellites. It's in banking. It's in software. Basically, everybody from OAN to Mike Lindell's programs are being blocked and taken off the air, off satellite feeds, and they're moving against us as well. They don't intend to let the giant landslide of conservatives and nationalists that's about to happen in 296 days. They plan to try to trigger some type of bizarre civil war. And they're casting yours truly in hundreds of publications a day sometimes, but usually a week, as a ringleader that wants violence. And they'll take things out of context like, we're going to fight and take them on and never give up, and we're going to win. Which is like at a football game. Rah, rah, we're going to fight, we're going to win. I'm always like, don't be violent. I'm saying have energy. Fight hard for your children. Fight hard for freedom. When you play a poker game, fight hard. It's the left saying go burn stuff down and do all that. But you see, they don't care because they're losing control and their whole globalist anti-God satanic project is falling apart. And so all the things they had planned to roll out later, the pedophile story time and the Satan time and the, outlaw parents, USA Today, and, pedophilia is good, USA Today, and New York Times, pedophilia is good. It's failing, so they're just fire everything. Fire all your guns at once and explode into space, to quote Steppenwolf, but in an evil way. Steppenwolf, they're talking about riding out there on those motorcycles, the open plains, freedom, wind in their hair, communing with nature, riding that big old steel horse. The left isn't riding out there with their hair blowing. They're wearing masks and hiding inside. They're not firing all their guns at once and exploding into space. No, no, they're saying we need to have a commune system. We need to have everybody where they live in small 200-foot apartments and are a program, and your children are given to others, because then we have to have a community that finally works, because communalism doesn't work. It's falling apart because we didn't do enough of it. Communism didn't work because we never did it right. But now with big tech, now you can live the utopia of a 200-square-foot apartment lined with TV screens, blinking messages at you, constantly programming you. But Mark Zuckerberg will live on a 10,000-acre palatial ranch in Hawaii. Oh, yes. Rupert Murdoch will live on a 100,000-acre ranch. Ted Turner will live on a million acres. Larry Page will live on his own giant 20,000-acre private island. Oh, and he can fly anywhere he wants, and he doesn't follow COVID rules because he's the elite and you're not. Because why? They're liberal. They're liberal. They have little chicken necks and go like this, like Bill Gates. So it's okay that they're evil and taking over because they go, See how it works? Because you're used to archetypally thinking of a guy in a uniform. We're taking your country over. Our troops are landing. Give up now. You go, screw you. We're not giving up. But see, with them, it's all, oh, hi, I'm Bill Gates in a pink sweater. Everything's okay.
Oh my gosh, that Alex Jones is a terrorist. He wants to kill everybody, even though I want to depopulate you. And oh my God, I love death panels, but oh, Alex Jones is a terrorist.
But they're not invincible. The Duke of York, Prince Andrew, has been defrocked. He's no longer royal. He had his titles and military titles taken from him and returned to the Queen because of all the underage sex crap coming out. And that's their limited hangout with him. Because you know that royal family's being blackmailed by the deep state. They're all blackmailing each other. But let's get into how we're all being inducted into a prison and the left's told, just comply and you'll get your carrot. And in the past, like with a pigeon, the light's flashing, they go over and hit the panel on the ground, and a little piece of grain comes out. And they get used to that, and they get accustomed to that, and they think that's how it works. But someday, they got to stick their head in the guillotine to get the food, and this time, off of the head. And that's what this is training you for. But let's read this poll. It's a big national poll. Town Hall's reporting on it. Poll reveals astonishing percentage of Democrats support unparalleled COVID tyranny for the unvaccinated. This is a major Rasmussen poll. Well, maybe shocking isn't the correct term given that we're dealing with hyperbole, authoritarian leftists drunk with power. Still, when nearly half of the members of the ruling political party literally want to see unvaccinated people digitally tracked and forced into designated facilities, then don't worry, they're building them. It's definitely cause for concern. Oh, really? You think so? But they're getting all these in place, claiming it's for COVID before they do the cyber attack, before the supply chain breaks down. And then you'll have to go to these facilities because there won't be food. That's why I'm each day could be my last, folks. And the sun's setting on America and the world, and they're firing up the Justice Department and all the rest of them, you know, to set me up and just suck me into the black hole. And I'll be in a literal prison if they have their way, and you'll be in the new prison planet. And so will they. But they'll be pretending, you know, they follow their orders, and it's going to be all right. It's only for 2 weeks, right? I mean, this stuff ain't coming, folks. This stuff's here. Listen to these poll numbers. 58% of voters would oppose a proposal for federal or state governments to fine Americans who choose not to get vaccinated, but the Democrats are all proposing that. However, 55% of Democrat voters would support such a proposal compared to just 19% of Republicans and 25% of unaffiliated voters. And again, in a republic, you can have 99% saying, kill the albinos, you can't do it under law. But under democracy, you can. Pure democracy. 59% of Democrat voters would favor a government policy requiring that citizens remain confined to their homes at all times. That's the Think About All the World by Noam Chomsky, you name it. That's already in place in Australia. So it's not coming, it's here. 59% of Democrat voters, Democrat, would favor a government policy requiring that citizens remain confined in their homes at all times, except for emergencies if they refuse to get COVID-19 vaccine, which isn't even a vaccine. Such a proposal is opposed by 61% of likely voters, including 79% of Republicans and 71% of unaffiliated voters. Well, the election fraud, they tell you the majority wants it. Nearly 48%, nearly half, of Democrat voters think the federal and state government should be able to fine or imprison individuals. This is the big enchilada. Let me just highlight this for you. 48% of Democratic voters think the federal and state government should be able to fine or imprison individuals who publicly question the efficacy of the existing COVID-19 vaccines on social media. So 48% of Democrats want to arrest people that say this isn't working. They want to arrest Alex Jones. They want to arrest Dale Bigtree. They want to arrest everybody. Nearly half of Democrat voters think federal and state governments should be able to fine or imprison individuals who publicly question the efficacy of the existing COVID-19 vaccines on social media, television, radio, and online digital publications. And Merrick Garland agrees. He says, just criticizing the government's terrorism, now we've got to round you up. Only 27% of all voters, including 40% of Republicans and 80% of unaffiliated voters, favor criminal punishment for vaccine critics. Wow. You know, I probably should have led with this today. But I don't know. USA Today saying pedophilia is good and that you should take all children from their parents. That's pretty big, too. But it's all the same people. And I haven't even got started. It gets worse. It gets worse. And then I got a whole stack of stuff just as bad everywhere saying, arrest everyone that doesn't take shots. Put them in camps. All over the world. The same headline. The same corporate system. The same nightmare. Just getting you ready to people disappear and go to camps, including Djokovic. After keeping him in the camp for a few weeks, they said, you know, get out of the country. We told you to come here, but only to just rub your face in it. Australia's closed, bitch. And your country will be soon, Djokovic. And they said, we don't want you here because you didn't take the shot. We don't want you to cause an uprising. Oh, it's not them pushing the uprising with martial law, biomedical tyranny. No, no, it's Djokovic who didn't even run his mouth. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. for your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Plan to succeed, they've got to take everybody off the air and silence the general public so they can gaslight you and say, eating bugs is good, getting rid of your children's good, pedophilia is good, world government's good. And you can see the people it's worked on. I was reading a major national Rasmussen poll that's similar to numbers out of Europe, and I'm going to get to the other news, but this is just huge. Let me go back to where we were. While about two-thirds of likely voters would be against governments using digital devices to track unvaccinated people to ensure they are quarantined or societally distanced from others, 47% of Democrats favor a government tracking program for those who won't get the COVID vaccine. But I love how those that actually get it via their phone are signed into it, and they're the ones being tracked. Again, 45% of Democrats would favor government requiring citizens to temporarily live in designated facilities or locations if they refuse to get COVID-19 vaccines. And they've got bills introduced all over the country to do this. Such a policy would be opposed by a strong majority of 71% of the voters, with 78% of Republicans, 64% of unaffiliated voters saying they would oppose it. But see, Democrats control the voting machines, so they control the blue cities. Now, here's the big one. How far are Democrats willing to go in punishing the unvaccinated? 29% of Democrat voters would support temporarily removing parents. It's only temporarily to take your kids. Custody of their children if parents refuse to take the COVID-19 GMO shot. That's much more than twice the level of support in the rest of the electorate. Yes, you read that right. Almost a third of Democrats want to take your children if you are unvaccinated. Let that sink in now. Now imagine what the U.S. would be like now if Donald Trump hadn't won the 2016 election. Democrats controlled the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court's only partially held back forced injections. And so as imperfect as Trump is, at least that happened. Yes, that's a good thing. And that's why the system's so pissed, because they'd be in full control just like they are in Australia or the U.K. or Germany, which in February they've announced forced inoculations door-to-door. You don't go to a camp like you do in Australia. They just come and force you to do it. And again, I saw this lady walking out of the store, started talking to her. I said, hey, you're in the Army. Have you been injected? She goes, yeah, it's the worst thing I ever took. Brain fog, horrible, blah, blah, blah. Everybody I talk to, it's super bad. And it turns off your immune system. And they go, oh, don't worry, we got more shots for you. But let's show the rest of the news. You're thinking, well, that's just Rasmussen. Really, Utah's largest newspaper calls for unvaxxed to endure draconian lockdowns enforced by the National Guard. They want the military to block the roads and lock people in their house and not let anybody outside their home who doesn't have the vaccine passport. So they're training you for total martial law ahead of the engineered collapse of the economy and the Great Reset. COVID is just the training wheel, so when they do it for real, you're accustomed to it. And at that point, we'll just be off the air. And I've let the system know, because I'm not going to let them set me up and claim I'm some rebel leader that's going to run around and fight back, because they're just going to send brainwashed military and police, which they want to have us kill and them kill us. I'm just going to stay out of their way, go to the woods. And I'll be like, hey, I did my job, folks. Fought hard for you. Sayonara. And they'll probably still, you know, come out and get me. That's fine, because they're getting themselves, but it's over. Okay? All right. This is a total globalist takeover. Europe's loud rule-breaking unvaccinated minority aren't falling out of society. Isn't that cute? And it's like, yeah, they're not allowed to go to stores. They're thinking now that they can't have jobs, and soon they're not going to have any money. Well, they're not going to be allowed to be homeless. Oh, don't worry. They're building facilities for them. And then once you're in them, you'll be forced anyways. It's not a nightmare book. It's not a science fiction dystopia. It's not a horror film. It's the real world, and it's liberal. So don't be a white supremacist and take your shots. My father almost died for his country, fighting in Okinawa. Today, his son can no longer walk the streets of Washington without papers. That's right, D.C.'s joined a bunch of other blue cities in saying you must have your vaccine card to leave your house. That's how the martial law works. The illegitimate, out-of-control government. Fully vaccinated Canadian soccer star Alphonso Davies sidelined with myocarditis. Another day, another person with a heart attack or heart swelling after they take the shot. Waste of time to keep vaccinating people. Ex-head of UK Vaccine Task Force says they don't work. And when you start taking more than two shots, it erases your immune system. Oh, isn't that interesting? But the Surgeon General on Big Pharma payroll, Murthy, says the Supreme Court blocking Biden's vaccine mandate, a setback for public health. He says that natural immunity doesn't exist, in the video, and that only immunity comes from shots, which actually erase it. And they just say science, science, science over and over again and set that precedent to get into your body. Oh, and look, leaked Fauci financials expose how he's gotten an extra $10 million from Pfizer and others just during the pandemic. Now, this is a video I want to play right now. This is video for TV viewers of a man swarmed by mask zombies for bullhorning about COVID and January 6th, and they all just start touching him and pushing him like body snatchers, like, soon you'll sleep. Lay down next to your pod. Just go to sleep. 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 No, it'll be better. Join us. Soon it'll be over. Take it. Come with us. And we got videos all over in Canada and the U.S. People caught in New York. People caught in Toronto. People caught in Montreal. People caught in Germany in stores buying food. And the police slam them down. They teach them. We caught you. Oh, we're the good people. Here it is.
You don't have to wear a mask outside.
Whoa! I'm Minnesota.
Out of here, bud.
Hey, guys, COVID is a hoax.
Get out of here.
You are more than welcome. January 6th was a send-off from the FBI.
Join the real patriots. We're over here. You guys are supporting COVID by wearing the mask.
So this is California, folks, where if you try to go out in the park, a bunch of weird old white people wearing masks are hitting you over the head with signs at their, quote, peace rally. And it goes on. The full video is on Infowars.com. Because you saw 48% of Democrats in a poll want you put in a special facility. Oh, and then I have articles where doctors are losing their license and being put in mental institutions or being sent for psychological evaluation because they are not submitting to this and saying that ivermectin works, even though it's the Army's own report on it that ivermectin does work. But that's not something you're supposed to know. The rich people all take it. You're just not supposed to know. You're not supposed to have it because this is the takeover, and they know best, and they're going to stop you and cover your camera up and hit you and push you and grab your bullhorn. You don't talk. You don't have a word. You're not part of the group. You're not part of our collective. You're not part of the wonderful world we're building where there's no families and we take your children. I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. And that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates,
We're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The dead doctors don't lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor. The rich get rich. That's how it goes.
And now it's getting a lot worse.
Everybody knows.
They decided to get rid of the poor people.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody.
All right, I already talked about this some last hour, but I've got something else I want to play for you here. But first, just for posterity and the record, here's a few videos. And I saw this in Austin myself today with a new Mustang, with the woman trying to put gas in the electric car she bought. And you can then just search engine this. It's everywhere. People with Mustangs, people with other electric cars, people with Teslas. I've seen two videos of a woman and a man recently with their Teslas that they've just bought. In both cases, it looks like they've got new plates, temporary plates, and they are trying to put in the vehicle their gasoline. So they went, they bought the car, they signed the paperwork, and they're so disconnected from reality and how things work that they are trying to, again, gas up the electric car, and they finally just give up, ladies and gentlemen. And there are other, again, videos that are even worse, people putting gasoline in plastic bags and putting it in their car. They just don't understand. And it's funny how in all these videos, they're wearing their masks when they're putting gas in plastic bags and in their trunk. When they're wearing their mask. And of course, studies show that people that are into Hollywood have the lower IQs. People that are into mask have lower IQs. It's an idiot test. It's an absolute idiot test. Now, it's a paradox because as these people get dumber and dumber, they're going to vote. They're going to outnumber us, and then the globalists are going to manipulate them and have them vote to take all of our rights away. And so it's a paradox, but we can't just kill them. But the globalists are like, oh, we're going to kill them and kill you. That's the plan. So here is a little intro from the amazing early 2000s film shot here in Austin with my good friend Mike Judge that makes a joke out of this, but is actually a parallel of what's really actually unfolding, and that's Idiocracy.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. Most science fiction of the day predicted a future that was more civilized and more intelligent. But as time went on, things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction, a dumbing down. How did this happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Having kids is such an important decision.
We're just waiting for the right time. It's not something you want to rush into, obviously.
No way.
Pregnant again!
I got too many damn kids! Thought you was on the pill or something.
Hell no!
Must have been thinking of Brittany.
Brittany? No, geez. There's no way we could have a child now. Mm-mm. Not with the market the way it is, no.
God, no. That just wouldn't make any sense.
Come on over here! He don't care about you! Yeah, well, there must be something he likes over here!
You mean nothing to me, baby? It wasn't me! It wasn't me!
Well, we finally decided to have children, and I'm not pointing fingers, but it's not going well.
And this is helping.
I'm just saying that before I have in vitro, maybe you should be willing to...
It's always me, right?
Well, it's not my sperm count.
Yeah! I'm gonna bone you! That's my boy!
Cleavon is lucky to be alive. He attempted to jump a jet ski from a lake into a swimming pool and impaled his crotch on an iron gate. But thanks to recent advances in stem cell research and the fine work of Drs. Krensky and Altshuler, Cleavon should regain full reproductive function.
Get your hands off my junk!
Unfortunately, Trevor passed away from a heart attack while masturbating to produce sperm for artificial insemination. But I have some eggs frozen. So just as soon as the right guy comes along, you know.
And so it went for generations, although few, if any, seem to notice.
At the dawn of the 21st century, the Army began a top-secret experiment.
Meet Joe Bowers, our first subject for the human hibernation experiment. As you know, this is highly classified. However, if successful, we believe humans can be stored indefinitely.
However, the trial run was prone to human error.
See you in a year.
And Joe slept slightly longer than expected. Half a millennium to be exact. From Mike Judge, creator of Office Space and Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, my God! Oh.
If you were the smartest person in the world...
This goes in your mouth. This one goes in your butt. Hang on a second. This one goes in your mouth.
And we're stuck with the dumbest people in history.
If you have one bucket that holds 2 gallons and another bucket that holds 5 gallons, how many buckets do you have?
Two? What would you do?
Excuse me. I'm actually supposed to be getting out of prison.
You're in the wrong line.
I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. You got the highest score in history.
Even smarter than President Camacho.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of America!
In the year 2505.
We got this guy. He's gonna fix everything. So you smart.
The ordinary will be considered extraordinary.
I thought your hair would be bigger.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
And I've got an interview with Mike Judge out there. They took it off YouTube. You can probably find it somewhere at his house. But he said, yeah, he thought it would be like in 200 years we'd be this dumb, but it's actually here in like 20 years. And that's where we are. And it's getting worse. And I mean, at a certain point, I'm not even giving up. I just think all of us that can actually think and know what's going on have to start cutting ourselves off from everybody else and not enabling them and not being nice to them, not being mean, not being the left that wants to run everybody, because the left statistically is the worst of these people. Just to be not around them and just separate ourselves and do not tolerate them, because it's only us that run civilization that actually allow them to continue on. The globals are taking all our civilization away to collapse the whole thing and then penalize those of us that built it. No. I'm not going to sit there and watch Klaus Schwab and Leonardo DiCaprio and the rest of them, you know, live around in their big jumbo jets and bunkers while all these people kill us. So I don't know what to do. It's just unbelievable. I mean, I saw a woman today trying to gas up her new electric car with gasoline. And it's only going to get worse, man. And imagine, she'll have children probably, and then they'll be raised on TV and DoorDash, and the food's delivered, and they don't know how to do anything. And again, I don't know how to do as much as my dad does, and he couldn't do as much as his dad could do, and I literally am an idiot compared when it comes to doing those things. I mean, I know how to skin a buck and cut it up and put it, it's not prettiest, and I know how to, if I had to mess with electricity and breaker boxes, and if I had to, I could look under the hood of a car and change a tire. But our grandpas all know how to do it all. That's why we import third world populations from farmer states, which is actually a good thing if they're not put on the globalist tit right away, but within a generation their kids are ruined too, because they know how to string electrical or build a house or do something, because that's what people do everywhere else, because they're operative humans. Humans know how to do cool stuff, and humans like to do work, but instead we watch TV and we work in offices and we put gasoline in electric cars. And then we vote Democrat. I mean, it's just a mess. All right, stay with us. Final segment ahead of Sunday Live coming up.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Three very important life-saving words: vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we are going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so, because it's a bestseller and it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Troyer is about to knock it out of the park in the next 2 hours. It's Sunday Live, every Sunday, 6 to 8 p.m. Central. Only 6 minutes of ads an hour, just the local ads. We cut all the network ads out, and a lot of stations are picking it up. Sunday Live, Owen Troyer about to take over. I want to just add a little tidbit about this here in the final segment of the Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Our own Sam Montoya, for being a cameraman at the Capitol, doing nothing wrong, indicted, facing trial, years in prison. Owen never even went to the Capitol, was there trying to stop people going in. He's been charged, facing years in prison. And they admittedly have grand juries impaneled everywhere trying to claim that Mike Lindell was part of a secret plan, and Roger Stone and Alex Jones and all of us in some secret plan to totally destroy what we wanted to do by attacking the Capitol. We wanted a 10-day legal, lawful investigation by the Senate, something Pelosi tried 4 years before and failed. We did exactly what they were doing. No, we did not want to have a bunch of people ransack the Capitol. Heard of motives? But it's just totally insane. People ask me everywhere, well, what about Stuart Rhodes? He never told me anything about wanting to attack the Capitol. he did talk about, well, there's a revolution. It's, how do you think it's going to kick off? Stuff like that on air. And I was always like, well, I don't want a physical confrontation. This is an info war, a spiritual awakening. That's how we really beat this. They're losing the fight for hearts and minds. That's why they've got to steal elections. But I don't know if the Stuart Rhodes indictment is true or not, because they lied about Ellen. I don't know if it's true. But I do know that it matches up, at least the parts with them going into the Capitol, and some of them in not beating police over the head with fire extinguishers and really bad stuff that you could call attempted murder. The folks that did that, he just spent a lot of years in prison. But pushing police over and crap like that, that's idiocracy crap. That's really dumb. I opposed them attacking the courthouse in Portland. I opposed the Islamists trying to blow up the World Trade Center. I mean, I'm against violence, period, that's offensive, okay? And to know that with a straight face, they're in Newsweek and CNN and the New York Times saying, oh, Jones is close. Our Justice Department sources say, you know, they're on his tail. It's like, it's whatever. That was the most claustrophobic bad day of my life. And sometime I've got to just do a rant about it on air and tell the story of that day. And then kind of add video to it. Let it be like a 10-minute documentary just to describe getting up a little later than I should, thinking we had till 9:30 to get there. They're like, no, it's going to take an hour to get there through the crowd, even though we're at a hotel, you know, a half mile from the Ellipse, because all the roads are shut down. And having my breakfast there, but I couldn't eat it. I just remember that. Drinking some coffee and then going out, and it took 45 minutes or so to get around the Washington Monument and the million people that were there trying to get to the tiny Ellipse that held like 30,000 with the fences and the porta potties and the jumbotron. And then they go, oh, sorry, it doesn't matter if you have a VIP ticket. You've got to go around. So it took us another 30, 40 minutes to go around these crowds, just like in a mosh pit or in a, you know, rock and roll concert that I'd go to when I was a teenager, where you're just crushed up against the stage and you just want to get out of there. And so we finally get into the Ellipse, and it's all the Republicans in their fancy outfits and everything, and listening to Trump speak. My wife's like, let's just go. Let's just go back to the hotel and eat. I'm hungry. This sucks. Went on for like 5 hours, and I'm watching all the Republicans, their fancy outfits, and everybody being so excited to be there, like it's a debutante ball, which I don't like that kind of stuff. I'm not just into being in the elite, you know, group or whatever. And I'm like, you're right, baby. They claim that I'm going to lead the march. I don't know how I'm going to lead this march. You see the million people that didn't get in. They're already going down Pennsylvania Avenue over there. So we're right there in the second row. We can see it. You know, here's the White House. And here's the stage. And here's the avenue. People going down. And I said, can't lead that. And we're like, yeah, let's go. Screw this. Because my feet are freezing, baby. Let's just not do this. I mean, so what? I just, And I'm like, you're right. And then all of a sudden, they go, it's time, Mr. Jones. The Secret Service is going to let you out to lead it now. And it's like surreal while Trump's speaking. I'm walking right up the front. Right there, he's there. The Secret Service opens it up. This way, sir. And they take me back. Go, okay, there's the crowd for you to lead. And I'm like, what? And I later learned they went to Roger Stone right around the same time. Secret Service, by the way, he has the photos of their badges and them. He demanded them. He's going to exclusively show them tomorrow. People think he just made that up. And he's like, you got the Secret Service here to lead me to the Capitol? He said, my wife doesn't feel well, and that's a giant crowd, and I don't feel safe. So I didn't feel, it had a bad feeling, but I thought, well, it's just the size of this crowd and how weird this is. And you see, big crowds are kind of scary. It's like an NFL football game or whatever. And so Roger had that instinct, and then he's like, you know what? My donor, his donor that already flew him out there on a private jet, he said, and then he goes, I want to leave. This is Roger following his instincts. He goes, I want to leave. He told me this that night. He leaves and goes and gets on a jet and flies out of there. And then they SWAT team his room hours into what came later. And my wife had the same feeling. She's like, I don't like this. And she's like, I'm sick of Trump, are you? And I'm like, yeah, just all of it, like it's Hollywood and all the Kimberly Guilfoyle up there, all pretty, and Giuliani looked like a ghoul up there. And I'm not even putting Trump down. He did a lot of good stuff and everything, but I'm just not into the Republican pageantry of it. And then to go down there, get there, they're already breaking in the Capitol to try to stop it. And the left all knows that. And I get calls from the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times. They go, Mr. Jones, please call us. We can't find the video that you claim is out there of you trying to stop it. I just sent them a sign of the cross. I took a photo of a cross near my house at a church. I think it's pretty with the sunset. I just find that and I just send them that. Hey, vampire, here's a sign of the cross. Because the first few times this happened, I would send them the video and they would just say, oh, Jones didn't respond. They just say it doesn't exist. CNN sent Norm Pattis, while I was in an office with him a Friday, and said, do you want to respond to all the Stuart Rhodes stuff and give a statement? And he said, yeah, here's our statement. The very writer then said an hour later, I got no response back. Even though he responded back, was like, oh, very funny, Norm Pattis. Very cute. So we said, oh, yeah, you just heard about Kamala Harris bailing out people that attacked the Portland courthouse with hatchets and tried to burn it down? You're asking if we feel responsible? A lot less responsible than Kamala Harris. And they won't respond. Then they lie. And again, I know you know CNN lies, but folks, they are liars. They lie about everything. And so I talked to Roger today, and he's really upset about the country and everything. And he's upset about, he's going to break a lot of stuff here tomorrow. I'll leave it at that. And he is suing CNN. One of the reporters said that he ran the Capitol attack. I said, that's it. I got to sue him. And he went on. I said, how's Trump? And he just said, I'm going to tell you what, I'll see if he wants to say it on air. I think he is going to want to say it. But it doesn't mean the Democrats aren't 5 times, 10 times worse. It's just that Trump is now in la-la land and endorsing a lot of really bad Republicans that weren't like the good people he used to endorse. And then he's got that social media thing that's already a fiasco. And just Roger is really upset because he just wants Trump to win. He wants Trump to be smart and good and not be part of the swamp with these people. And he did do a lot of good. We got, better than nothing. It's just that I'm very, very torn because I sacrificed so much to promote Trump. And, I'm like tied to him, even though I'm not influential with Trump. I don't talk to Trump. And the Democrats know that. I've just become the symbol of what they call a deplorable. And so I'm this caricature that they demonize and they lie about and they attack. And then they indict one of my camera people, one of my reporters, for doing absolutely nothing on January 6th when Ray Epps is there screaming and helping break through barriers and saying, go in and attack the Capitol. And the Justice Department says, oh, and the Congress committee says, oh, that's normal. You're allowed to be on the grounds. Oh, really? Owen Schroyer has been arrested for being on the Capitol grounds trying to stop it. It's the murder of logic, the murder of truth. And it's just to see the general system go crazy. Because, yeah, there's a crazy method of the globalist madness, but they're still insane. And all of this is just insanity they already have. They're trying to make us crazier than they are so they can feel superior. And I am really, really, really concerned. And I just pray for a global awakening. And I pray for all of you. And I pray that King David's prayer that he gave after he'd, committed that great crime of murder, that God come in and clean out his heart and give him a new, fresh heart. I pray for that prayer right now. And I pray for that for all of you. Because we are a nation going over the edge of a cliff, and it's so sad. And I just want peace and justice, and it's so scary to see where we're going. All right, Owen Schroyer is about to take over. Please tune in. Please share the links, because we're fighting hard. We're one of the last outposts out there. It's so important this information get out. Only you can share the links at InfoWars.com while we're still here.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.